unconscionable, distressing, and disturbing. Those are some of the words healthcare leaders in Massachusetts are using to describe the bill House Republicans passed yesterday on Capitol Hill to repeal and replace Obamacare. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports.
Photographer Craig Bailey learned of the narrow win for the GOP health plan in a call from an exasperated friend.
We hoped against hope that this vote would not go the way that it did.
That's because the House Republican bill would phase out an expansion of Medicaid, which is how Bailey gets health coverage. He's one of the 500,000 Massachusetts residents who experts have estimated would lose or drop coverage if the bill becomes law. Repealing Obamacare and replacing it with the GOP plan would strain many providers, too. Jim Hunt, president of the Massachusetts League of Community Health Centers, says his members will lose $78 million on October 1st if a grant that's part of Obamacare is not renewed.
And we'd be able to see 58,000 less patients than we see today. So this is really a serious situation that's complicated by the vote in Congress.
There is no firm tally of federal funds Massachusetts would lose if the House Republican plan replaces Obamacare. But Governor Charlie Baker says it would be at least $1 billion a year to start.
Probably more. And I remain deeply concerned that this particular bill, and admittedly there are still facts to be learned about it, would be a very difficult pill for the Commonwealth to swallow.
No one at the State House has laid out a post-Obamacare plan. Governor Baker and a coalition of more than 70 organizations say they are committed to maintaining strong insurance coverage. Audrey Shelto, president of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Foundation, is a coalition leader.
I don't think it's going to be easy. I don't know if it's feasible to close the entire gap at that level, but I definitely believe that there's a commitment to try to do so.
Some Trump supporters say part of the point of repealing and replacing Obamacare is to shrink government spending on health care. And Patrick Walsh argues the House bill is an improvement because it would give Americans more affordable care and more health plan choices.
They can get less insurance if they want less insurance. They don't have this mandate that they have to have coverage and then are penalized for not obtaining it. So I think it's a better plan.
The Congressional Budget Office has not issued a report on the GOP plan that passed yesterday, but estimates of an earlier version said 24 million Americans would lose or drop coverage if the House bill became law. The battle over whether to repeal and replace Obamacare is hardly over.
We are of the school, don't mourn, organize.
Rob Restuccia with the healthcare advocacy group Community Catalyst spoke to a hastily organized rally in Boston yesterday, shortly after the House vote.
So the fight continues, and we're going to the Senate,
where supporters of Obamacare vow to blanket members with calls, emails, tweets, and face-to-face encounters at public events. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.